Lamplight Presents Victory by Julian Stockwin, narrated by Christian Rodska.
The Royal Navy of England hath ever been its greatest defence and ornament. It is its ancient and natural strength, the floating bulwark of our island. Sir William Blackstone, Jurist, Commentaries on the Laws of England. Chapter 1. At a hesitant knock on the cabin door, Thomas Kidd's servant paused in shaving his master.
"Sir, Mr. Hallam's duty and Ushant is sighted to the nor'east 8 miles," blurted the duty midshipman, a little abashed at seeing his captain under the razor.
"Thank you, Mr. Tawes," Kidd grunted. Nicholas Renzi looked up from the papers he was working on by the early morning light. He and Kidd were friends of many years. Both had achieved the quarter-deck from before the mast, but while Kidd had gained command of his own ship, Renzi now pursued scholarly interests and acted as his clerk. Peering out of the stern windows of the little brig sloop, he said hopefully, "And a fair wind for the Downs. I so yearn for a dish of Mistress Butterworth's haricot of mutton." Teaser had been taken from her patrol line along the French coast near the invasion ports and sent with dispatches, passengers, and mail to the blockading battleships off Brest. A small ship had to expect such lowly employment, but on her return she would have a short spell in Deal, then back on station, playing her part to thwart Napoleon Bonaparte's plans for the invasion of England. It was the nightmare that haunted every man, woman, and child, that the moat would be crossed and the staunch island nation must then taste the horrors of war. All it needed was for the Emperor to wrest control from the Royal Navy for a few tides and, with 500,000 men under arms and 2,000 vessels now in the invasion flotilla, he could flood the country with the armies that had conquered all Europe. Kidd shifted restlessly.
"Thank you, Tyser. A breakfast when it's ready."
The towel was expertly flicked away, and he was released to take up his lieutenant's reworked quarters bill. They had lost 2 men to death and wounding, and 5 to sickness. It had been made very clear that there would be no replacements, for the country had been stripped of trained seamen, and Teaser's humble station did not warrant special treatment. He glanced at the paper irritably. Hallam had no doubt done his best, but to rate up the pleasant but diffident Williams to full gun captain was not the way to fill holes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?